Welcome to Blueprint Radio. I'm your host, Martin Williams. Here we help you create a blueprint for your life. So let's build. And thank you for tuning in to Blueprint Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. All the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast, then S, or in the description box of whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. So I wanted to start a new series on books that I wanted to share with those that may have not read these books before. These are books that have helped me in my journey of higher awareness and mindset and becoming more of who I was created to be. So the first book I wanted to speak on is The Power of Awareness. Now, Power of Awareness is one of several books written by Neville Goddard. And if you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you know that I have a great reverence for Neville Goddard. I have read many of his works. I've listened to many of his lectures. And I truly believe that he was one of the most influential mindset teachers of the 20th century and maybe in all of history. He has influenced many, many people, whether they give him credit or not. And I wanted to not only honor him, but also wanted to share one of his seminal works, which is called The Power of Awareness. And forgive me if I already mentioned that. So chapter one has to do with I am. Now, the way that I'm going to go about this is that, you know, obviously you could read the book for yourself. So I'm not going to read verbatim what the author has written, because you can read and in some cases even hear what the author had to say. I really just wanted to give my take on it and how it has helped me, and also how it can help you. Because it's not just about me, it's about you. So I am, which is chapter one of The Power of Awareness, is an affirmation. And a lot of people don't think of it like that. When you say I am, you are affirming something, right? And why is it so powerful? Because God named himself I am, right? In the scriptures, the story goes that Moses was going to go and tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go. And when Moses asked God, "Who do I say sent me?" God said, "Tell them I am sent you," right? And so it's interesting, right, that when God chose to name himself or describe himself, he described himself as I am. So I am is an affirmation. I am is a statement of who I see myself as, whether it's conscious or subconscious. In many cases, it's subconscious because people don't really think of it on that level. When you say things after I am, you have to be very careful because, again, it's an affirmation. So what you're doing is that you're speaking out into the universe what you see yourself as, right? Now, we have the power to name ourselves, right? Even let's just take your birth name. Your birth name may be Bill or Sarah or Tawanda or Lionel or what have you, right? That's your birth name. But once you become of age, you have the power to change your name to whatever you want it to be. That's a power that you have as an adult. You can go down to the city hall or what have you, and fill out a form and pay a nominal fee, and your name has now been changed. So you don't have to keep the name that you were born with. I feel like I'm helping someone right now, because if you were born with a name that you don't like, you're free to change it. So if someone in your childhood called you stupid or slow or not capable or untalented, you don't have to keep that, right? What a lot of people end up doing, however, is that they go out into life and they start mimicking all the bad stuff that people said about them as children. So they say, well, I'm slow, or I'm not really able, and I'm not good at that, and I am not, you know, athletic, or I am not good with people, or what, you know, you can just any number of things you can add to that, right? But here's the problem with that. When you say that, what you're really saying is that what they said about me is right. You're affirming that. And it's not based in truth, because you create your own truth. You create your own reality. And if that wasn't the case, then God wouldn't give you the ability to choose. You wouldn't have the ability to decide. You have the ability to choose your life. You can choose the path that you want to go down. Now, obviously, you've got to have some wisdom so you're not making bad choices all the time, right? But you have the ability to choose. So instead of mimicking what someone said 20, 30 years ago, because I don't know about you, but I'm different than I was 20 years ago. I'm not the same person. The only thing that's really the same is the name on my driver's license and on my birth certificate. That's the only thing, one of the very few things that are the same as they were 20 years ago about me, because I've changed and I've grown and I've evolved. And so you don't have to speak from a place of what someone said about you, and you don't have to accept it. You can change what they said. And even if it's something that you gave yourself, you might have given yourself a bad name. You might have said, you know what? I made some really bad mistakes, and I don't deserve anything good in life anymore. I don't deserve to succeed. I don't deserve to have nice things because I've made so many mistakes, right? So I am stuck here. I am not going to be able to do anything. So every time you say I am, again, you're affirming, right? And it can be something as simple as I am tired, or I am sick, or I am broke, or I am unemployed, or I am not doing well in my business. You know, I am struggling. I am, you know, faltering. I am lost. I am confused, right? All of these things, you're just affirming, and you're putting this energy out into the atmosphere and into the universe. And God is like an echo, right? So unfortunately, even though God loves us, and even though God wants the best for us, we put out these messages. I am sick. I am tired. I am this. I am that. It gets echoed back, because that's how the system works, how it works, right? Your words do not return to you void, right? So when you send out words that are not edifying to you, right, you're basically destroying yourself with words. Okay. The scriptures go on to say that life and death are in the power of the tongue, right? So we have power in our tongue, but if you don't know how to use it right, it can be destructive. So anytime you say I am, what you're saying is, this is who I believe myself to be. This is who I am in this world. And this is a statement, and nobody else can come against it, right? People can argue it, but when you say I am, that settles it. Nothing else matters after that. So what Neville is saying here, he's saying that I am is a powerful statement, and most people don't realize the power. right? So if you're struggling with something, you have to, number one, stop saying negative things after I am. Stop saying that I am unwell. Even I'm not saying that you don't feel that way. Okay. But unless you want to continue feeling that way, you've got to change the message that you're sending within yourself. If you want to keep struggling in your business, you can. But if I were you, I would say, no, business is going great. And I don't care if you don't have any sales right now. You got to start changing the message that you're sending out. And as you change that message, everything else will start changing because it echoes back to you. Right? When I was struggling financially, I started saying, I have more than enough. I pay my bills easily. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do that. And I kept saying that day after day after day, even though it wasn't apparent in my life at the time. But I understood how the power of words works, right? And so in time, things began to change. And yeah, you know, I had to change some habits. I had to start, you know, doing better as far as keeping up with my money and everything else. But it all starts with I am. It's like, I am abundant. I am doing better financially. I am so on and so forth. So stop saying negative things after I am. That's number one. Number two, start saying the things you want to experience using I am. So say, I am healthy. I am at peace. I am abundant in resources. I am flourishing. I am improving, right? And again, at first, it's going to seem weird because you're seeing the results. But the current results that you're looking at are based off of what you've been saying with I am for the last month, 2 months, year, 2 years. What you're experiencing right now is what you've been saying, right? So don't trip about what you're seeing right now. Start changing the tide. Start turning the tide. Start saying something different. And when you start saying something different, you're going to start seeing different. And then the final point is that consciousness is the only reality. And that's from Neville. So stop believing factors outside of yourself can control your life. Okay? So if you're struggling with something, or more than one thing, start changing the concept of who you are. Instead of seeing yourself as somebody who is struggling or someone who is not doing well, start seeing yourself as that person who is doing well. Start seeing the most ideal version of yourself. You don't have to try to be anybody else. You can be the best version of yourself. And then when you get that picture, hold that picture. And as you know, many teachers have said, hold the vision of who you are. Hold the vision of the person you want to be until it becomes a reality, because it has to become that. It has to. The more you hold on to the vision, the more you hold that vision, it has to become, you have to become that vision, and that vision has to become reality. It has to. That's the way it's worked since the beginning of time. So I hope that you got something out of it today. If you have anything else that you wanted to ask me, you can also contact me on Facebook. The link is also in the description box, as well as on Twitter and on Instagram. So say hi to me on any of those platforms. I hope, again, that you got something out of this, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Blueprint Radio. For more information on Martin Williams Coaching and products, please go to guidedexpressions.com or visit me on Facebook as well as Instagram.